We should have been by your side. We should have worked with you. We were not. We did not. And for that, we are truly sorry. With those words, 43 years after the disaster, the Taoiseach Simon Harris apologised on behalf of the state to the families of the 48 young people who were unlawfully killed in the Stardust fire in February 1981. The families were in the Dáil to hear it. They were also there to hear two more apologies from TDs for the part of North Dublin where the disaster took place. Richard Bruton of Fine Gael, who was first elected in 1982, and Sean Haughey of Fianna Fáil, elected in 1992. His father, Charlie Haughey, was Taoiseach at the time of the fire. This is what Sean Haughey said in the Dáil.
For my own part, I genuinely believe that I consistently followed up any issues the committee asked me to do. I raised various matters in the Dáil. I wrote to the relevant ministers as requested. But if I'm honest, though, this was not enough. I also admit that my relations with the committee were at times fraught, and I do regret that. I admit too that when Pat McCartan issued his finding in 2017 to the effect that no new inquiry was warranted, I could not see how the case could be advanced further. So the decision to seek new inquests was an inspired one. And I am in awe of the persistence of the families at that dark time to continue the fight. And they did so with determination and great dignity.
Fianna Fáil TD Sean Haughey, and here is Richard Bruton.
The burning sense of injustice has fired these families throughout a very long struggle. And we who have represented them in the constituency have failed them, and I acknowledge that fully. Often it seems that the chains and the padlocks were being again put in place as they sought to find justice from a system that always seemed to have the doors closed. Your anger and frustration with politicians and with the system is amply justified.
Well, listening to that again is Antoinette Keegan, who campaigned for truth and justice. She survived the fire in the Stardust, which unlawfully killed her two sisters. Antoinette, thank you for joining us once more on Morning Ireland. Do you accept the apologies from Sean Haughey and the acknowledgement by Richard Bruton of failure?
No, I don't. That's my opinion, and a lot of the families also, yes, they were very annoyed and angry. The very fact that I rang Sean Haughey so many times over the years, even after Pat McCartan's report, I was told repeatedly of his secretary that he'd ring me back and never rang me back. And I left messages to say that we are not happy with the Pat McCartan report, and we want to take advance forward, or we want a new inquiry. And insofar as that, I was told, that's it, it's over. As for Richard Bruton, he was going around canvassing, and I asked him, what do we do now after Pat McCartan? And he said, there's nothing more you can do. He said, we've done all we've done. You've got three inquiries. That's it. It's over. So I don't accept their apologies, because they locked the doors from us getting in. We weren't locked out, or we were locked out from getting in. In the Stardust, we were locked in with the chains and doors, but they locked the doors right from helping us. And I actually was very annoyed right yesterday with them doing the apology, because that was just being to look good for the public.
Sean Haughey's father, as we know, was Taoiseach at the time and TD for the area, one of them. What do you recall about what he did or didn't do to help the families get to the truth?
Well, he actually caused a lot of damage, because he gave, on the 18th of February, while my two sisters, Mary and Martina, was getting buried, he called for a tribunal of inquiry. A tribunal inquiry that sat for 122 days and conclusion of probable arson. It actually obstructed us from going any further, because we were left in limbo for 5 years, because we could not take a case to the court against anybody, because arson was on the record. Nobody was responsible. There's 841 people in the disco, so any one of us was an arsonist that night, including the 48 that went to their graves. And that stood on the record for 27 years. So in actual fact, Charlie Haughey and the government of the day in 1981 interfered in our judicial rights, giving us a tribunal of inquiry, which was illegal. And it was a legal right with the conclusion we got of probable arson, staying on the record for 27 years until both myself, my mother, Gertie Barrett, Eugene Kelly, persisted with the government for a new inquiry. And then we got Paul Coffey, he's the High Court judge now. We got him, and he said it has to be removed or given a new inquiry. So the government chose to remove arson, but never initiate the criminal investigation. Once arson was removed, they should have initiated a criminal investigation into who caused the fire or how the fire was caused for 48 deaths.
Antoinette, the question of redress compensation has been mentioned again. A statutory compensation tribunal was set up in the 80s. Parents who lost a child received a maximum of 7,500 punts at the time. Five people received 100,000 euro or more. 24 received more than 50,000. The majority received between 5 and 10,000. Do you think you are entitled to further compensation?
I haven't even thought about redress or compensation, because there's so many issues on the table, right, of the state failures, right, that they all have to be sorted out first, right, and there's no way, like, you know, we're going to jump head first, right. There's everything that the Taoiseach has promised, he's committing himself to, insofar as that he rang me last night and he just said that he's working on the commemoration day, and he's also working on the curriculum for the history of the state to go into, or the Stardust disaster to go into the history books for the secondary schools, for primary schools, to educate young people, because not a lot of young people know about it. So that's what he's working on at the moment. Now, I did get a phone call last Sunday off Micheál Martin, and I believe it was Micheál Martin, the tarnisher, that put out there about redress. But we haven't heard anything about redress, and that is the last thing on our mind at the moment, because this was never about money. And if they are talking about that, like, you know, about the what they gave to the parents of the deceased victims, 7,500 per child. But my mother and father would have got 7,500 for Mary and 7,500 for Martina. And when my father went to the compensation scheme, the ex gratia compensation scheme set up under Judge Barrington, and he stood in front of that judge and told the judge that the status had affected him insofar as that he has taken alcohol and he's drinking a lot, and it's caused him a lot of stress mentally and physically. He's emotionally upset. And the judge said that he wasn't entitled to any compensation because the man didn't suffer grief. So my father was declined compensation. And as I said, it was never about money. But my father wanted to prove a point, so he took his case to the High Court. It was declined again in the High Court. He was refused. And then he took it to the Supreme Court. He appealed it. Then at the day of the judgment and the decision in the Supreme Court, where it was declined again and refused, the two solicitors knocked at our family home. While I opened the door, he asked, could he speak to my father? And I said, what is it about? And he said, it's about the Supreme Court. Your father just lost his case. And I said, my father has just lost his life. Had my father lived, right, he was going to take the whole lot of this to the European Court of Human Rights, including the treatment that we got off the state in 1981, right up to the time of his death, 1986. He was going to take it all to the Court of Human Rights.
Antoinette, I know. I mean, your family and so many others have been through so much in the last 43 years, and you're very good to talk to us again this early Wednesday morning, and we're very grateful to you for that. We leave it there for now, but thank you very much for joining us. Antoinette Keegan, who campaigned for truth and justice for all of those years for her two sisters who were killed in the Stardust fire.